6:13. Right, let's do this. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Hertfordshire.
Okay, and this is because of an email we got from Sally. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Scott.
Right, tell me what this is all about.
Well, there's a row of shops near where I live, and there's three disabled parking bays. And I often use them, or like to use them, because my son's in a wheelchair, and it's quite handy to park there. But the spaces are always full of people that don't have the disabled badges. So Zach and I have to park down the hill, which then makes it a bit of a pain for us to get back up to the shop.
Don't the traffic wardens give them tickets?
No, there's never any traffic wardens around, so there's no one to give any.
So you want me to bust these people, do you?
Definitely, please.
Right, I think this is going to be quite easy. Laura, where are you now?
Well, I'm just by those shops, and there's two cars parked in the disabled bays just now.
Can you see? Do either of them have permits?
No, I don't think either of them do, but there is still one space free there.
Okay, this is what I want you to do, yeah?
All right.
I want you to stake it out.
Okay.
As soon as someone pulls into that space, I want you to let me know about it.
So you just want me to hang around here and wait?
Yeah, just loiter a bit.
Okay.
You just want to hang around the car park for a while, do you?
Yeah.
That'll look around really dodgy.
Yeah, Laura, if anybody flashes their headlights, don't walk towards the car, would be my advice.
All right, then.
Right.
Right, we'll come back to Laura, the vigilante, as soon as someone turns up. Ever since the day I started, strut my stuff, and yes, I flaunt it. Goodies make the boys jump on it. Right, stop the music. I think someone's about to park in the disabled parking space now. Is that right, Laura?
I think so. Hang on a sec. Yeah, they're pulling in now.
Pulling into the disabled space?
Yeah. Do you want me to go over?
Yeah, see if they got a permit.
I don't think they do. No, they definitely don't.
Is it a man or is it a woman?
It's a man.
Okay, Laura. Have you got your trusty megaphone?
Yeah, it's in my bag.
You know what to do. Get out the bag and do your best.
Okay, 2 seconds.
Go on.
Remember, he's a lawbreaker.
And I'm a vigilante.
Okay, go for it, Laura, on the megaphone.
Excuse me, I don't think they've got a disabled parking ticket, have you? Can you please move your car or vacate the space?
What's really embarrassing.
What's he saying?
He's not doing anything. He's just kind of looking at me.
Say, shift your motor, soft lad.
Excuse me, will you please shift your motor, soft lad?
God.
More.
Excuse me, and you, the one that looks like Jeremy Paxman, can you please move your car?
Tell him he's not allowed to park there.
Excuse me, you're really not allowed to park there. Can you move?
What's he doing now?
He's really looking at me now. He's just walked off, though.
He's... Ooh. Ooh.
Have you set off an alarm? What have you done? Put a brick through his window?
Yeah, that's somebody else.
There's alarms going off because of the megaphone.
Rubbish!
Right, what's he doing now then, Laura?
He's just actually walked into Starbucks.
Cheeky git.
So he's not by his car?
No, he's left his car. He's gone in to get a coffee.
Right, go and let
a latte.
Go and let his tyres down.
Really?
No, yeah, go on. Laura, listen to me.
No, listen to me.
You can't let his tyres down.
Yeah,
I'm actually... Chapper, shall I?
Yeah, go on, let
no!
I'm gonna go let
Laura,
his
you
tires
can't
down.
Let his tyres down. Do not do that.
Chappers, how do you do that?
Laura!
Just...
How do you let tyres down?
Just take the valve off the thing.
Not I.
Apparently. Okay.
Laura, listen. Just follow him into Starbucks.
Okay.
All right, don't let his tyres down, please.
Okay, I won't, promise.
Just make sure he moves his car.
Okay, I'm going to go
into
Starbucks
just
now.
Just go into Starbucks and hassle him. Remember, you're the Radio 1 vigilante. Yes, you are.
That's right. I'm going to go in now.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very sorry to disturb you, but that man over there is parked in a disabled bay. He hasn't got a sticker, and I have told him time and time again. Will you please move your car?
What's he doing? Is he moving yet?
No, he's kind of hovering around the counter a bit.
Announce to everybody that you're going to stand there and sing on the megaphone until he moves his car.
What am I going to sing?
That's for you to decide. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay.
I'm very sorry, everybody, but I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to stand here and sing until that man, him there, moves his car. I know some, but God, he does. God, he does. God, he does. I just want the candy dolls. Get on your nose.
Has that worked?
God, he's coming towards me.
Where's he going?
He's actually going out of the shop.
Okay, follow him.
Okay, hang on. He's getting in his car.
Yes! Is he driving off?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, he's definitely going.
Come on! Laura, the Radio 1 vigilante.
Goodbye, then, and don't come back, you lawbreaker!
Oh, brilliant.
Maybe you want to apologise to the customers in the shop at some point. Maybe go back in.
Yeah, I'll go and do that now.
Okay, good. Well done.
Well done, Laura.
Thank you.